Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNadge afternoon market wrap up. And the May WASD has come and gone. For the most part, there weren't any big surprises, but there were a couple of notable items. For corn, global ending stocks were cut much more than expected, and this did provide some support. Soybean ending stocks, however, were raised a little bit more than expected. But generally speaking, we did see prices move higher. July corn at 468.5 finished the day up 12 cents. September at 478.5 up 11.5. December at 490.5 up 10.5. Make sure to take a look at tonight's weekly update. There are all the WASD tables and all of that information. Also, the COT report showed a copious amount of buying, short covering by the funds in both corn and soybeans. July soybeans at 1218.75 up 10.5. September at 1206.5 up 6.5. November new crop at 1205.25 up 4.75. July bean oil at 44.31 was up 167. July meal at 372.50, that's down 40. Crush for old crop at 88.25, that was up 7.25. New crop at 108.25 up 7.5. Wheat, we didn't see a lot of big changes in the wheat in the balance sheets, but the market's taking off anyway on its own merits with concerns about conditions in Russia and in the state of Kansas. July wheat in Chicago, 661.75, up 24.25. July at 673, up 21.25. And July Minneapolis, 720, up 16.25. July rice at 1933 was up 54. Cotton did not see any benefit as ending stocks for the U.S. were hiked and left about the same globally. July cotton at 77.31 was down 129. December new crop 75.13 down 133. March new crop at 76.73 down 138. August live cattle at 173.92 up 20. Feeders at 250.50 down 55. June hogs at 98.37 up 65. June milk at 20.51 was up 15. Orange juice at 394.20 was up 11.20. Crude oil saw some early strength in the day reverse. We did get one little bit of economic data this morning. That was the University of Michigan sentiment numbers. All the details are included. But basically, they showed consumer sentiment dropping noticeably, well below expectations, but expectations for inflation going up. Crude oil at 78.36 was down 90 cents a barrel. Diesel, 243.61, down 4.15. And gasoline at 250.50, down about 3.75 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 225 was down 4. Gold at 23.70, up right at $30 an ounce. Silver at 28.43, that was up 7 cents. Dollar index quiet, 105.29, that was up 7. Stocks generally a little firmer on the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 39,512, up 125. S&P at 52.22, that was up 8. Excuse me. And the NASDAQ Composite at 16,340 was down 500, down 539 on the day. Looking at interest rates, they did tick higher on the University of Michigan numbers. The 2-year at 486 actually finished up at up 5 basis points. The 10-year at 449 up 5 basis points. And the 30-year at 464 up 3 basis points. So these were about the highest levels of the week. Next week we will get crop progress reports looking for planting progress with the crops, and we will also get the CPI and PPI, the two big inflation reports. This is Sterling Smith from cloudy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great weekend.